Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's a broader lesson to be learned here. And, Governor Romney seems to have a tendency to shoot first, name later. And as president, one of the things I've learned is you can't do that. It's important for you to make sure that the statements you make are backed up by the facts and that you've thought through the ramifications before you make them.
There's the president responding to Mitt Romney jumping the gun with his comments about the outbreak of violence in Egypt and Libya, mistakenly attributing comments from the embassy in Cairo as coming from the White House. So a mistake has been made. Is it forgivable or not, I guess, is the question. Depending on which side of the fence you're on, I guess it is or it isn't. What say you at 800-510-8255, getting started with this attack on Libya and what has happened? That's what we buzz ourselves right into on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping you'll stick around for the next hour so that we can listen to a lot of the information coming from Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, and News Talk Television, the left and the right. This is Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC talking about Mitt Romney's response to the attack in Libya as well as the way Republicans in general have reacted.
As protesters gathered outside embassies in Libya and Egypt, the United States Embassy in Cairo released a statement at 6:17 a.m. Eastern Time saying the embassy condemns the continuing efforts by misguided individuals to hurt the religious feelings of Muslims, as we condemn efforts to offend believers of all religions. President Obama tells CBS News today that the memo was an effort to cool the situation down. It didn't come from me. It didn't come from Secretary Clinton. It came from folks on the ground who are potentially in danger. My tendency is to cut folks a little bit of slack when they're in that circumstance, rather than try to question their judgment from the comfort of a campaign office. At 6:25 p.m., a State Department spokeswoman confirmed that the Libyan protesters had turned violent as reports emerged indicating an American had been killed. At 10:10 p.m., the Romney campaign emailed a statement to media reading, "It's disgraceful that the Obama administration's first response was not to condemn attacks on our diplomatic missions, but to sympathize with those who waged the attacks." In a press conference today, reporters questioned Mitt Romney for releasing a statement before details of the attack and American deaths were known. Mitt Romney responded this way.
You jumped the gun a little in putting that statement out last night and that you should have waited until more details were available. Do you regret having that statement come out so early before we learned about all of the things that were happening?
I don't think we ever hesitate when we see something which is a violation of our principles. We express immediately when we feel that the president and his administration have done something which is inconsistent with the principles of America.
Republican Steve Schmidt, who served as the senior campaign strategist to the McCain campaign, said that Romney's comments were a big mistake and the decision to double down on them was an even bigger mistake. The American people, when the country is attacked, want to see leaders who have measured responses, not leaders whose first instinct is to try to score political points. BuzzFeed reports that a very senior Republican foreign policy hand called the statement an utter disaster and a Lehman moment, a parallel to the moment when John McCain in the 2008 financial crisis failed to come across as a steady leader. Here is what Nicholas Burns, who served as Undersecretary of State in George W. Bush's administration, told Andrea Mitchell.
I was frankly very disappointed and dismayed to see Governor Romney inject politics into this very difficult situation. Governor Romney has, in a very unwise way, injected himself into a situation where he clearly doesn't have all the facts.
All right. So the essence of the O'Donnell piece, again, we know that there's partisanship. There's a certain amount of sprinkle in that. There is probably a certain amount of truth to not being able to see all sides, hear all sides. After all, he's not the president. I'm not sticking up for Mitt Romney because I do think he makes a lot of mistakes, and so does Obama. They're not perfect. They're human beings. So is it just the political will of some? If the situation were reversed, would Romney say the same thing about Obama? Probably. So what do you think? Actually, more importantly, the attacks on U.S. embassies are continuing, and one wonders what we're actually going to do about that. That seems that'll be a test of presidential mettle. 800-510-8255. So, in essence, the president has said Mr. Romney did not have his facts right. The White House made that clear. And so then we move on to a radio host named Gary Allen here talking to former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who thinks that he knows the real reason behind the attacks in the Middle East.
This supposedly all has to do with protests over a film that ridiculed the Prophet Muhammad. But is this really the cause? What do you make of this, Pete?
Well, I mean, you know, for years serving on the Intelligence Committee, every time we came to a key anniversary, especially 9/11, we always worried about Al-Qaeda or its sympathizers trying to follow up with an attack. And that's exactly what we saw. I think these attacks were coordinated to happen on 9/11. The movie was a convenient reason to to explain their activities, but I think these were well planned. They were premeditated, coordinated. I think they might have probably had information that our ambassador was going to be at Beirut and not at the main embassy in Libya. And they, I think, were fully prepared to try to find him.
Why Libya? And do you really think Al-Qaeda?
I think Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda sympathizers, absolutely. You know, this was a vicious attack. You know, what is the final number of Americans killed in Libya? Four, including an ambassador. You know, the ambassadors in the Middle East have been targets of Al-Qaeda for years. And, you know, tragically, again, they were successful. The threat continues to be very, very real.
Let me ask you this. I mean, these are serious allegations, but you mentioned, you know, the Intel Committee. You spent a number of years on the House Intelligence Committee. What do you base these allegations on? I mean, do you have proof, or what do you base them on?
They're not allegations, okay? I mean,
okay.
It's my analysis of the situation that says we've always talked about anniversaries. This is, you know, this was a key anniversary, the 11th anniversary of 9/11. The second thing is the, you don't have the kind of, assault, where you're basically destroying, an embassy with rocket propelled grenades,
mm-hmm.
And these types of things and say, this is a spontaneous, attack. Of the public against the U.S. embassy, you know, typically spontaneous doesn't include rocket propelled grenades and identifying and finding out, and killing and the killing of a U.S. ambassador.
800-510-8255. So the same thing's going on, in Yemen, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Your call's coming up at 800-510-8255 as America is under attack again.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Doug Steffen here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and here we have a discussion going of the attacks in the Middle East. As I said, hundreds of Yemeni demonstrators have stormed the U.S. Embassy there in protest. The discussion has been about this film that they seem to be upset about. However, the shouting that's been going on that people have been hearing that are directly there involved say they're shouting, "You got Osama, Obama." So this could be about the death of Osama bin Laden. Here's Talk Host Bob Sullivan with Congressman Duncan Hunter. The president's condemnation of those responsible for the attacks is the subject of their discussion.
What is your first take to all this? Was the president's word strong enough?
No, I don't think so. Here's what happens, and I get this from being in Iraq and being in Afghanistan. The type of people that have the radical Islamic ideology, there is no foreign policy that works with these guys except brute force and strength. I mean,
right.
That's how I see it. That's how they are. And
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more, because if you look at this thing, they just want us all dead. And that's the answer. All Americans die, and then we're happy, and then they look for something else to bitch about.
Right.
This is a tribe mentality, is it not?
No, it's absolutely a tribe mentality. It's a thug mentality. It's barbaric. And that's what we're dealing with in this part of the world. But the question is then, do you leave and allow something like another 9/11 to happen, or do you stay engaged and involved but just take a more aggressive posture and not pretend like everybody's nice and we're gonna be friends and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO tonight and have Twinkies? It's gonna be, I mean, you have to treat them like they're aggressors, which they are, if you put a YouTube video up that slanders the Prophet Muhammad. I mean,
yeah,
that's what we allow them to do.
Boy, that's the thing that gets you. You know, they're protesting an online video that was produced by an independent film producer who happens to be Israeli-American. At least that was the report, and a real estate developer. The interesting thing, isn't that considered U.S. soil? If we have a consulate there, isn't that considered U.S. soil, just like their consulate here is their soil?
No, you're absolutely right. And try to imagine this. Try to imagine them doing this under a Bush presidency, under a Reagan presidency. They wouldn't dare, because the repercussions would be more than a little slap on the wrist, verbal admonishment from the president. There would be some real consequences to that. And I think that the Muslim world right now in the Middle East knows that this president speaks loudly and carries no stick whatsoever.
Okay, so that's basically the update on the attacks in the Middle East. We'll move on to the Chicago teacher strike. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now in our focus here on our Talk Radio Review, this is a daily program and also a 3-hour weekend program in which the hot hits and news talk radio discussions on stations all around the country are doing good local talk, bring to the surface the essence of what many of you are thinking. In addition, the local issues are important, but this is a national perspective, and certainly the discussion in Chicago has national ramifications. The strike there, what it means for all kinds of, there's a dozen different things that apply to this discussion. Here's radio host Robert Rees talking to an analyst named Andrew Matthews about what the strike has really been all about in Chicago.
Well, the first thing I did is I went to openthebooks.com,
yep,
which has all of the wages of different employees, and I pulled up the Chicago teachers' salaries, and I just did a search for those that make over 100 grand. Yep. There was 1,100 teachers that make over 100 grand. And I said, okay, well, people make a lot of money sometimes, but how many are making a little bit of money? The median income in Illinois is $40,000.
Right.
So I said, well, who's making under $40,000? There's 190 teachers making under $40,000. I thought, well, okay. Now, I'm not saying a brand new teacher needs to make 40 or plus, but if you got 190 teachers, I doubt that all those were brand new teachers. So, and some of them make you 25, you know. And so I think, okay, maybe there's some room that needs to go right there. Those teachers need to make more. Well, then, and so I pointed that out. I said, it looks like right now there's a lot of people making a lot of money, over 100 grand, and then there's just a little bit of people making a little bit of money. I don't know what they're arguing about. Looks like they don't have that much to strike on.
Right.
The next day, I read the report from a tax advocate that says that the average salary for a teacher in Chicago is $76,000. And I went, they really don't have anything to argue about when they're arguing for a 30% pay raise. That's what's being reported to me,
right,
is that they're arguing for a 30% pay raise within the next 2 years.
Which is not accurate, but...
Okay, and that's why I wanted to get you on, because I wanted to get some accuracy here about what is this thing really about.
Well, there's a lot to it, and first of all...
No, it's not. There's just simple things.
Simple basic.
It's their greed.
It's black and white, right? All contract negotiations so black and white and clear that we should just be able to figure it out. That's the beauty of negotiation. I love negotiation, so... What they're involved in right now, I would love to be involved because there are different ways of going about the process. Now, as far as the dollars and cents, that is an issue that they're facing. And it's interesting that you even bring that up because depending on which source you're listening to, you said you saw an average of $76,000.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen other sources that say an average of $71,000. And, of course, when they're doing comparisons, the funny thing to me is you're seeing them say the average teacher salary in Chicago public schools is $70,000, right? Mm-hmm. The median income in Chicago is $40,000 or something along those lines, right?
Yep.
Even that, in and of itself, it's like you're attempting to be somewhat disingenuous. Because when you say average and then say median, those are two different things. All of us who took junior high math, we know that median is different than average. So either do average to average, do median to median. Now, this is what I'm going to say about the overall amount. Do I think the average is somewhere in the neighborhood of $70,000? I haven't looked at the numbers myself, but I believe that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason that is because Chicago Public Schools historically has had a hard time hiring teachers and retaining teachers. It's a very difficult environment to teach in. What many young teachers will do is go into Chicago Public Schools, teach for a few years, get the experience that they need on their resume, and then go out and teach in suburban schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can show you the numbers. The numbers that I've seen, that I've been told, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 teachers leave Chicago Public Schools every year.
Mm, okay.
So they all.
You got a lot of in and out saying,
I'm done with this. I've done my time.
So the idea, maybe just go on here with the salaries, is maybe if we pay them a bit more, they'll stay.
They'll stay. Or if we pay them a little bit more, we can get them to come and work here in the first place.
All right. There's some pretty telling numbers there. 1,100 teachers making over $100,000 a year, 190 making under $40,000 a year. The Chicago teacher strike is in the focus here. 800-510-8255. People already want to talk about that, especially residents of Illinois. The strike in its, third or fourth day now, nothing going on. There have been some ultimatums that have come from the city of Chicago, and we'll talk about those, get some more background, and get your calls on here on the countdown at 800-510-8255.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night, or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible, the story.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coast to coast and border to border around the world at DougStepan.com and a half a dozen other sources, iHeartRadio and the various things that are on the net, including the audio at DougStepan.com. Hundreds of radio stations and the Armed Forces Radio folks carry this program so that folks all around the country and around the world know what's on the mind of those listening to this very important resource called News Talk Radio. And the Chicago teacher strike certainly is up there in the top two or three this week. Long day of talks. The president of the Chicago Board of Education has told reporters that they presented the teachers union with an updated proposal and will not go back to the table until the teachers respond with a written proposal of their own. The fellow's name is David Vitale. He said it's time for us to get serious. Here are our hosts Jerry Bott and Karen Herrera talking about the union putting money over the good of the children of Chicago.
These unionized teachers, already the highest paid teachers in the state of Illinois. And they have already squeezed what I would think is a sweet raise out of the Chicago school system, which is riddled with deficits. And we're talking about a deficit of nearly $600 million
yes.
for the upcoming fiscal year. Both sides agree. On the financial stuff, we're pretty much there. 4% raise a year for 4 years. You taking that?
Absolutely.
Where do I sign? Jolene, you taking 4% a year for the next 4 years?
Yep.
She's nodding yes. In this environment, that is absolutely a generous, as a matter of fact, I think generous to a fault when it comes to the city of Chicago taxpayers.
Especially when you consider that the average pay of the teacher is $76,000 a year, which is a full third more than the average person in Chicago earns.
There you go. Good way to put it into context. Nonetheless, even with this relatively generous offer, these goofball teachers are still striking because they flatly refuse a more aggressive method for assessing teacher performance. They are afraid, and this is they've come out and said this publicly, that as many as 6,000 mediocre teachers could be dismissed if these standards are applied. So the union is far more interested in feather bedding jobs than in
teaching children
and getting good teachers in front of children. And anytime, I mean,
have you heard some of the tape coming out of Chicago
oh, yeah. no,
of the teachers?
It's remarkable.
You're going, no, one of these kids. The teachers can't speak English properly.
It's well, not only that, but first of all, their point of view and their position on the issues is delusional. But you're right. Some improper grammar, no coherent train of thought in some of these things.
It's just amazing.
It's just remarkable. Anytime you're hearing these people, especially down in Chicago, talking about, yeah, we're fighting to make sure that kids. One thing they were saying, it's bad for the kids if there's no continuity of teachers. If all of these teachers are released because they're not performing up to these new standards, then the kids aren't going to have any continuity. There's going to be different teachers in there, and that's not good for the kids. It's all about the kids is what they're saying. BS. It's not about the kids. It's all about, you know, anytime. To these union solidarity at all cost types of people. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, and I don't mean to be too harsh. I think this is true. To these, you know, the union is king types of teachers, the kids are cattle.
800-510-8255 is a pretty disgusting reality. Imagine if this were to happen in your town. The vice president of Chicago Teachers Union explained that essentially the people on the teachers have been given an ultimatum. Isn't it time for that? Here's talk host Bruce Wolf with Dan Proft talking to Sister Mary Paul McCauley of the Catholic schools in Chicago about how her teachers and the public school teachers work differently.
What do you make of this this thing in Chicago that's going on?
Oh, I feel so sorry for the kids and parents. I mean, that's really what it's all about, is to let learning proceed. And it's, you know, no matter which side of this thing you're on, it's me, it's just difficult because you're watching kids being used in the middle of it, and I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it at all, and our kids aren't getting served either with not having some Title I teachers and funds, and our kids have been in school for, gosh, a month, and no services, not good.
What's the average salary of a teacher in the Chicago Archdiocese?
Oh, our starting qualified, certified, beautiful young teacher at year one at a BA starts out at $23,094. And if you have a master's, it goes all the way up to $24,594.
You know, what's great is that you had that 94 on there at the end.
Isn't it just a hope that maybe you can get, you know, get that extra $6 someplace?
Right, and so. How much do you spend per pupil?
You know, we spend about $4,200 a pupil for the elementary.
So 24 grand for starting teacher with a master's degree. You spend $4,200 per pupil.
Right.
And
we have 6,000 applicants sitting in our system.
6,000 applicants for how many?
Terrific people with a full certification. So don't get me on that. It always annoys me. Our teachers are first class.
6,000.
This is a ministry, as a profession, not a job.
6,000 job applicants. And then how many? What's the graduation rate in the schools?
Our graduation rate from the high school is 99%.
Mm-hmm. But Sister Mary Paul.
Yeah.
Sister Mary Paul. Isn't it true, Sister Mary Paul, that you get to skim? You get to get the good kids. You get the kids whose parents care.
Yes. Well, you are right. Parents are definitely a secret weapon. We believe they're the primary teachers. They make investments. They set strong expectations for their kids. And that's why I really believe, you know, parents deserve a choice. They deserve a choice of where they are going to be able to send their student. And, you're right, but we don't skim. We still have very high poverty. You know, we've got within our, we have 114 city schools, and of those, about 50 are at least half free and reduced lunch. So this idea that we skim, especially when we know that socioeconomics are the biggest qualifier for success, we're not skimming. We're taking poor kids whose parents are paying us $100 a month.
800-510-8255. Pretty dicey stuff, huh? Here is host Inga Barks talking to one of her callers who happens to be a teacher and is tired of unions using children as political footballs to try to get more money.
Hey, Robert in Exeter.
I have been a teacher for 15 years. I really resent the way the future and the children are thrown up as a football politically whenever it comes to a measure or in law or whatever, and I really lay the blame at the feet of the CTA. I believe that they are totally not interested in the well-being of children and families. I believe they're interested only in self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. And I think teachers would be better off if we would turn our backs on the CTA and seek out another form of representation in the form of a guild or something that is not politically biased and that really seeks our own welfare rather than their own political gain.
Perpetuating their own power and authority. But they are just a manipulative body, aren't they?
They are. And
they're intimidating. I have teacher friends who are scared of the union.
Well, and I think they are part of the wedge between families and the income taxpayer, the taxpayers who support us. They're part of the gulf between the classroom and the parents.
I agree.
I think we're perceived in the public view as being all in favor of these things that the CTA proposes, mm-hmm. Abortions for children, all these other liberal ideas that most teachers that I know don't really support at all.
No, you're right. I think there's an assumption that all teachers are Democrats and liberal, and that's not true either.
No, it is not. And I think that is a general perception, mm-hmm. and I think we need to fight that.
800-510-8255. All right, let's listen to one more excerpt of a program hosted by John Zach and Susan Rose. Here they talk to David Leventhal from Politico.com about the strike and whether or not it's having an impact on the presidential race. And then we'll start taking your calls at 800-510-8255 about what's shaking with you. And can you imagine this happening in your community?
We've also been wondering if this big teachers' strike in Chicago might have any impact at all on the race for the White House.
It already has had an impact. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, the former chief of staff for President Barack Obama, he was supposed to actually be going out fundraising for super PACs, these outside organizations that can raise and spend unlimited sums of money for Barack Obama. So, of course, this is derailed the situation for Obama right now. Rahm Emanuel has said that he will put that on hold. He is not going to do it. He's going to focus all of his attention, all of his efforts on what's going on in Chicago. So all these groups that were hoping to really use him to raise a whole lot of money, we're talking millions of dollars here, are kind of sitting there holding the bag waiting for this all to resolve itself.
How long do you think before Obama and Romney had something to say about the Chicago teacher strike?
Obama has not made a formal statement of any sort on it, but already the Republican side of the ticket is very much talking about this. It was funny yesterday. Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate, uses this as an opportunity to say, we stand with Mayor Rahm Emanuel. So effectively poking a little bit at the Democrats, saying, all right, well, we're going to cross party lines here in a way and agree with the mayor and not agree with the unions who we've been fighting against on many issues for many, many months and years. So it's something that already has become very politicized, has already risen to the national level, and so long as this continues to go forward, expected to become more and more of an issue on the national level.
Now, David, this happened a long time ago, but I remember an interview with Jimmy Carter when he was running for president. He was totally unaware that the nation's truckers had gone on strike overnight. Now, with truckers on strike, that affected interstate commerce if it dragged on. Could a president intervene in something like this Chicago teacher strike if it drags on?
Theoretically, a president could get involved. It doesn't seem at this point that Obama has any desire and any wants to go and involve himself in the strike, particularly if the strike does appear to be resolving itself in a matter of days or even hours, as some people think that it may. But others think that this is something that could be long-term, even if it means that children are going to be out of school, that there's community centers and churches that are literally opening their doors saying, if you need a place to go, well, we're going to welcome you here. So if you're living in Chicago right now, it's a pretty, pretty bleak situation so long as this goes forward. But the teachers feel that this is a stand that they need to take, that tests that they're being judged upon and various other things such as the lengthening of the school day are just not a long-term sustainable future for them and that they do have to take a stand on this.
800-510-8255. All right, time for you to take a stand as we go through our Thursday Talk Radio review. Your call's up next. Teachers on strike. What does this all mean?
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get on the horn here. Wendy in Florida on the teachers who are striking.
They're supposed to be teaching our children. This is not teaching our children. They want to be a teacher, you have to love kids. You want to educate them. You want to continue our future in a positive way. This is not positive in any way. It just doesn't work. They're not striking over money. They're not striking over to better educate our teachers. They're striking because they don't want to be evaluated on their job performance. Well, just like with any job, you are evaluated on whether you're capable of doing the job. If they can't teach our children, they should not be teaching, period. Anybody's children in any school. It doesn't give them the right to strike. They should not be allowed to. If they don't want to go in and teach the children, then be fired from your job. The unions are protecting bad teachers. That's all it is.
800-510-8255. Is that all it is? Is this something that is difficult for us under the circumstances? We've got to put ourselves... Imagine your children under the circumstances with this. All right, let's see. Here's Chris in Tennessee with some thoughts on parenting, et cetera.
I don't think the teachers should be held accountable for what their parents should be doing at home. Everything is based on a test, but a child that does better on a test, everyone that gets in the college has to take a test. A child that does better on that test is because they did something extra to do better on the ACT or the SAT. Okay? They don't do that in school. You can pay. My daughter had to pay to take a class to do better on the ACT or SAT. That's something that we have to do at home. The parents, these And these teachers are doing already, they're already going above and beyond. They're coming out of their own pocket sometimes for these kids, for the supplies. We have, my daughter's at MLK in Nashville, one of the top rated schools in the country. And we still have to pitch in and help out at these schools.
800-510-8255. What are your thoughts about this teacher strike or teachers in general going on strike and unions in the public sector?
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plant lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The discussion continues on the Chicago teachers' strike and the general feeling that people have about unionism in the public sector. Why does everything have to be a war? Here's Gary calling the countdown from Helena, Montana. You're a retired teacher, I understand. Gary, please go ahead with what you're thinking.
Yes, sir. Retired teacher and administrator, but I was always a teacher. Couple of things, you know, teachers, the caller you had time before said that they don't have a right to strike. Well, you know, they're human beings and they do have a right to strike in America. That's just totally unfounded and really untrue. Number two, one of the main reasons they're striking is, classroom size, 35, 40 kids a classroom. It's extremely difficult, task to take care of and to handle. You spend a tremendous amount of your time at work, doing paperwork and correcting tests and administering tests.
Let me ask you this, Gary. If in fact that's true, you and I can disagree without being disagreeable. I don't think there's any place for unions in the public sector. I made that very clear. I was a union member when I was a teacher and didn't feel or sense that it did anything that made the system better for the children. It was all about the teachers. But in terms of class size, that's a legitimate issue. Why do you suppose it has to go to the bargaining table? Why isn't it something that administrators, if they know what's going on, and teachers and the people who are responsible for actually the well-being of the residents of Chicago, why can't they figure this out without having to go on strike?
A couple of reasons. Number one, a lot of times it's inside the bargaining agreement in the teachers' unions or in the teachers' associations. And sidebar, I agree with you. I was in a teachers' union for 20 of my 40 years, and it was really pretty much a waste of time.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But it's inside the classroom size is inside the bargaining agreement in most school districts. because it is such an important issue. Most people don't realize how important it is. Like I said, tremendous amount. If you're over 30 people in the classroom, you spend about half of your time doing paperwork and a sundry thing.
You know what? There's something else, if I may stop you, and not to prolong this, but I'm going back to when I was a teacher in the late 60s and early 70s, and I was, many times, we had classes 34, 36, 40, 41. When I was in elementary school, I had 46 children, one teacher in my sixth grade class, and 41, I think, in my fourth grade class. Certainly times are different now because there are different expectations, but you know, there's a reflection here on what's going on. It's part of society to want to know or sense what's going on in our, you know, the bowels of our system. And the schools are that. The schools are the base, the bulwark of the society. And so when there's this, you know, we have this horrible, in Chicago, 2 out of 5 kids drop out of school before they get to graduation. There's a basic fundamental something going on here that's far deeper than these issues, don't you think?
Well, there are a million things that I could agree with you on and relate to with regard to what you just said. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are happening that are as important or more important. But one of the things you're saying, people drop out of school, kids go at a
We're losing you because, unfortunately, we got a bad cell connection, and it was such a great call. Gary, I'm sorry about that. Appreciate you taking the time to call us. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Anna in Nevada on teachers striking.
I don't agree that teachers should be able to strike. First of all, there's too many millions of people out of work. Teachers are unionized, and here in Las Vegas, I've seen way too many issues where teachers are unable to be terminated for misbehavior that you or myself or, you know, any other employee that is non-union, and no, I don't feel that they should be able to strike. And I think it's really sad when teachers refuse to take, they don't want to take the competency test. And now with the economy like it is, the job market the way it is, we're now having to go into employment settings to take tests. We have to take batteries of tests. And I feel that our teachers should be on the same payroll as everybody else and not give them this protective covering. And I tell you, I would love to have $76,000 annual salary right at this point. I haven't worked since 2009.
All right, so there's a different shake on all of this. Time's up, unfortunately, for this discussion, but I'm betting it'll be back or prominently featured as we continue this week's review of the Talk Radio World. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.